Tom. This is Timber 487. Would you like me to close, or do you want to go ahead and finish it out?
Yeah, I just got my final Channel 3 check-in. Go ahead and close it out. You know how to do that better than I do, so go ahead.
Well, I don't know about that, but Ron, I want to thank you, Ron 330, for doing the net tonight and for everybody who participated. So we're going to go ahead and close out the net. Most of us have finished our Channel 3. They're just finishing with Handsome Sex right now, so thank you all. Stand by. Okay, you have been listening to the Southern Oregon GMRS AMRON Emergency Communications Net. Other nets on this repeater are Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. is the Patriot Ladies Net. That's hosted by Karen, WRJX359. This is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages come together and discuss living in Southern Oregon and all the things that come with it, as well as practice our radio skills and develop some really cool friendships. We share a lot of really cool information about surviving and just everyday business in Southern Oregon. Pretty neat place. Okay, if you've been listening and wish to experience the enhanced communication capabilities of a repeater, which is one step beyond FRS, GMRS, you get to use a repeater, and so it expands your range out, and you can talk a lot further, family style, pretty cool GMRS. Then you'll need a license through the FCC. It doesn't require any testing, not like a ham license. It's $35 and good for 10 years for your entire family. Your one call sign can cover everybody in your immediate household. If you would like more information about this, you can visit OregonGMRS.org, and that'll show you the repeater owner, all the repeaters that they have out, and where they're at. And for step-by-step instructions, you can visit ivarc.org. That is ivarc.org. They have a pretty good form there on how to get your FCC license, which can be somewhat complicated, but there is a step-by-step process. Makes it a lot easier. As well as a lot of information and guidance on that website, and OregonGMRS.org, as well as the SOARC, SOARC.org website. A lot of radio stuff going on in Southern Oregon, and we are just very blessed to be able to be so set up with all this good stuff for us. We wish to thank the fine folks at OregonGMRS.org for the use of this repeater, the ND725 repeater in Grants Pass. We also give thanks to the many individuals who give so much of their time, equipment, technical skills, and love to make all of this possible. Also, folks, on Monday nights for Jackson County is the AMRON Net at 8 p.m. on the Elk 675 repeater and the Phoenix 700 repeater. Both of those are GMRS as well. That's Jackson County, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Once again, want to wish everybody a happy Easter, Resurrection Day. Hope it was a wonderful day. And prayers to your families, friends, and loved ones. This concludes the AMRON Emergency Communications Net. This is WRKV 487 Kimber. Now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 7:59 p.m. local time. I'll be standing by for any questions or discussions for a little while. Anybody have any questions about anything or need some websites repeated, go ahead and don't be afraid to ask. Also, I'm sure Ron's sticking around and other people. So thanks, everybody. Good night. Be safe and be well. Go 211.
Maybe a comment question on the repeaters being linked or connected. So I'm assuming they're not connected anymore. I'm not hearing any out-of-the-area traffic.
Yeah.
Just curious the rationale behind either connecting them or not connecting them. Any comments on that? Just curious.
Well, yeah, they are not connected anymore. You are correct in not hearing that. And there was some frequency issues and things going on with commercial stations. And the FCC rules, Part 95, were kind of unclear to some point, and they kept switching back and forth on whether it was allowable or not. And Jeff, the repeater owner, decided, you know, just to be safe and comply with FCC, unlink them. And so, you know, maybe the FCC just opened it up since the presidential administration is trying to go through everything. FCC opened up for communications and comments on people who may want them linked again. Haven't heard anything about that yet, and the deadline is already gone for that. So stay tuned for any future linking possibilities. But anyway, to answer the question short, the repeaters are not. You're welcome. Have a great night. If you have any other questions, feel free to go to OregonGMRS.org, and you can go to the contact and email Jeff, and he may get back to you, as well as you may email us anytime at SOGMRSNET@gmail.com. That's SOGMRSNET@gmail.com, and I can direct questions wherever they're needed.